Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome once again to another broadcast of FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Dr. Apostle Rosalyn Overton. I am here as well with my two co-hosts, Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Lewis. So again, we just want to extend to you good morning, happy new year, happy blessed 2018. Deaconess, are you there with us?
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Melvin. Good morning. Good morning, woman
of
God.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Blessed. Blessed. I'm very excited about 2018 and everything that God is doing.
Praise God. Praise God. Sister Tangela, are you there with us?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. How's everyone?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Before we get started, please, listeners, please go to our Facebook page. Please like the page. Again, you can leave your prayer request on the page. You can follow the ministry. You can interact with the ministry. You can leave biblical questions. We post scriptures. Just a lot of uplifting things throughout the week. So please go to our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page and like the page and interact with the ministry if you would. We're going to go ahead and get started, and I'm going to open up with our initial prayer, and this will be our first initial prayer for 2018. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we want to take this time to just bless your name. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you've done. Father, we thank you for taking us into a new year. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for every answered prayer, Father. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Many, Father, made resolutions for 2018. Father, many, O Heavenly Father, had plans for 2018, but Father, they did not make it, Father, into the new year. But we thank you, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you chose us, Father. You chose to honor us with life, Father. You chose us to honor us, Father, with 2018, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, that you have given your angels charge over us, Father, that we meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you for healthy bodies, healthy minds, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have given us power, mastery, and authority over the enemy, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are joint heirs with Christ, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that your grace is enough. Your grace is sufficient, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are more than just conquerors through your Son, Jesus Christ, who loves us. We thank you for victory, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just want to give you praise. We just want to give you glory, Father. Your name be hallowed in the earth, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to just lift you up, Father. Lift up your name, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your name. We thank you, Father. We want to lift you up, Father, that all men might be drawn unto you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. That all men may be drawn unto you and pulled out of the clutches of the enemy, Father. We want to give the enemy no victories, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. 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 We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father, we give you praise. Father, we decree and declare this year, Father, of 2018, Father, hallelujah, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father. For we know you through the Son, Father. And we pray, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father, is being enlightened daily, Father, flooded with light, Father, by the Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, Father, your children, the saints, your people, Father, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, Father, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, hand in heavenly places, Father, that place of power and authority, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers, Father. And we thank you, Father, because as you placed all those things under Christ's feet, Father, they are under our feet. You've given us mastery and authority, Father, over all types of demons, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, that you've given us mastery and authority over this, Father, over hell, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, this year, 2018, Father, we look to cast out, Father, bind up, Father, and put out of commission, Father, many demons this year, Father, demonic strongholds in our government, Father. Hallelujah, Father, international governments, Father, our government here in the U.S., Father, local government, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that your children, Father, that we will clean the house, Father, this year, Father, in 2018. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we come, Father, praying to you, Father, seeking your legions of angels, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To carry out the things we decree and declare, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you have, Father, placed us above nations and kingdoms, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. To throw down, Father. To root out, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you, Father, to throw down, Father, to root out, Father, to overthrow, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, to plant, Father, to grow, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, that we are defense city. We thank you, Father, that you have put your words in our mouth, Father. We thank you, Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We uplift the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father, this year, 2018, Father. We ask, Father, that the body is strengthened, Father. Hallelujah, given wisdom, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that we are given a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. Let the body of Christ walk in power and authority given us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, this season, Father, 2018, Father, a year of signs, miracles, and wonders, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. And all these things, Father, we have spoken, Father, before you in your Son Jesus' mighty name. We decree them to be so. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands, and instructions, and they are walked out by faith. Amen. We have a caller from the 760 area code. Caller, can you hear us? Caller, can you hear us? Hello, caller from the 760 area code. Yes, who do we have on the line?
The Weiler.
I'm sorry.
Chiquita Weiler.
Mrs. Miller.
Weiler.
You're kind of coming in. You're breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat that one more time?
Weiler.
Okay, Lila.
Weiler, Chiquita Weiler.
Chiquita Weiler. Good morning, Chiquita. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Good morning.
That's good. How did you hear about it?
D'Angelo Lewis.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. Happy New Year. Blessed New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did you have a prayer request?
Just for my family.
Okay. Anything specifically, or just prayer for the family?
Just the family. I have a mother of four kids and my husband, which is for us all.
Okay. Praise God. Well, God is, family is one of the cornerstones, one of the biblical cornerstones. So we'll definitely cover you in prayer. I'm going to have Deaconess Angela Campbell pray for you, if that's okay.
Yes.
Deaconess, did you get her name?
Yes, man of God, Miss Weiler, Mrs. Weiler. God bless you, Mrs. Weiler.
Okay. Okay, I'm going I'm sorry, go ahead. Please proceed.
No, I'm sorry, man of God. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was turning it over to you, so please go ahead.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you and we bless you this morning. God, we exalt you and we magnify you. We give your name praises and we just are excited about who you are. God, thank you this morning. Thank you this morning for waking us up. Hallelujah. Thank you for being present with us. Thank you. We just got to know you as Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you because you are the God that is with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. We can't stop praising you, magnifying you, glorifying, hallelujah, glorifying you because you are a good God. God, we are excited about all that you have in store for this day, for this week, this month, and this year. God, we thank you for the many promises that you've given us in 2018. Hallelujah. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for authority and the Bikorabase, the Bikoramamandiriosa. We thank you for doors that will be opened in 2018 and the authority, Father God. You said in your word that you'll give us keys to open doors that no man can shut. And keys, Father God, to shut doors that no man can open. Father God, we thank you for authority. We thank you for authority on today. And Father God, we ask that you would search our heart and our minds. If there is anything in it that is not like you, we ask, Father God, right now, that you will forgive us, God. God, we ask if there is anything that we meditated on, or did, or thought, or confess that was not like you. We ask that you would forgive us right now, God. We repent of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you on today for Mrs. Weiler. We cut about Sunday. We say Kababa Sunday. We thank you, God, for her desire, for her family and for herself, to experience more of you, Father God, for her desire to get up early in the morning, God, to seek you on behalf of our family. God, you said a Proverbs 31 woman, Father God, gets up early for her family. So we thank you that Mrs. Weiler has gotten up early to intercede for her family in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up the entire Weiler family before you, her husband, her children, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that our house is like the house of Joshua. As for her and her house, they serve you, God. We declare and decree that the Weiler house is a house that serves you, a house where you're present, God, a house where your presence dwells and resides. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree that our house is even like that of Obed-Edom, where the presence of you was present, that it dwelled. The ark of you, your presence dwells in the Weiler household. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Even now, we dispatch angels all throughout the house, all with the kids, all with the husband. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that their dreams even are of you. We thank you, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against his family shall prosper. Rabba say, and every tongue that will rise against it shall be brought low. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the weapons that you've given Mr. and Mrs. Weiler to war. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for prayers, Rabba de Dio Sunday, that you'll even put in the mouth of Mrs. Weiler to pray over all of her children and over her husband. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anointing them with prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for, oh, God, the anointing of Mrs. Weiler to intercede for this family. We thank you, God, because family is the first ministry. Family is the first ministry. Before there was an assignment, there was family. God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for her desire to see her family prosper in you. God, we pray, Sunday. We pray increase over every one of the children. We pray that in every endeavor that they put their hands to, they will succeed, that they will have favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak promotion over the family, God. And we just decree that no weapon formed against this family shall prosper. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up against them shall be brought low. God, we thank you. We bind the Sunday. We bind any attack. Anything that the enemy would try to release in 2018, because Mrs. Waller, Mr. Waller, they have authority in you. God, we just declare and decree that they will walk in their authority in you in a greater way in 2018. We thank you for doors that are even opening now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that her children, will even begin to speak to her more and more about the goodness of you, God. They'll say to their mother, things that they're hearing from God. God, we bless you. God, we exalt you. God, we magnify you. We speak, Father God, the things that are in your word over this family, prosperity, health. You said, beloved, I would above all things that you should prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So, God, I thank you as the soul of Mrs. Waller prospers, that she'll be in good health and she will prosper, and the whole family will be in good health and they will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you for their health. We bless you for your presence in that home. And we consider all these things done, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we do stand in agreement with that prayer. As the scriptures say, where there are two or more of you that agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. So we are the two, so we are being in agreement. Praise God. I want to cover this family in prayer as well. Father God, we just thank you and magnify your name. We uplift your name, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, as your word says that my God shall supply your every need by his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So, Father, we thank you that you've already blessed this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you give the husband wisdom, Father, that you anoint the husband, O Heavenly Father, to be the head of this family, Father, and lead them, Father, forward spiritually. Holy Spirit, begin to guide his mind, his mouth, his heart, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to guide this family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you anoint the wife, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Father, to be the anointed wife that this man needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, just begin to pour into her wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you anoint the kids, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give them wisdom, Father, the secrets of heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to speak to them, Father, in their dreams, O Heavenly Father. Begin to speak to them through the day, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father. And, Father, lead, guide them all to the assignment that you have for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, the law says, Father, that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, O Heavenly Father, and receives favor from the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose that favor, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we call forth that favor now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Angels, go forth and bring the manifestation of that favor, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father, for that favor is the dowry from you. So the husband has the ability to care for the wife, O Heavenly Father, that has the ability to care for your daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let every endeavor they touch, Father, be fruitful, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Your favor goes out, Father, and surrounds this family as with a shield, Father, and let them not forget you, Father, when things are good, Father. Hallelujah, Father, when the blessings, Father, are in full bloom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, keep them in remembrance of the Father and the Son and yourself. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we pray, oh Heavenly Father, we decree and declare, Father, that even the teachers, Father, have an anointing to teach these kids, oh Heavenly Father, that they are favored on their jobs, that they are favored in business, Father. Father, that you are even opening doors for this family right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they will be subject, Father, by signs, miracles, and wonders, Father. We decree it right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Angels, go forth and bring these things into manifestation right now, straightway. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, the next time we hear from this family, Father, we want to hear testimonies, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we come against spirits of division, spirits of selfishness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let this marriage, Father, let them, Father, be subject, Father, to joy, O Heavenly Father, rejoicing, Father, love and romance and trust, Father, and growth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We magnify your name right now. Hallelujah. Father, in all these words that we have spoken and decreed, Father, in your Son's mighty name, we decree them so. We say, in agreement, we say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen.
Amen.
Sister Miller.
Weiler.
Oh, Weiler, I'm sorry. Sister Weiler.
Yes.
What I want you and your husband to do is take a seed, an offering, the next time you go to church or you watch church via cable TV or on your computer. I want you guys to take a seed. It's not the amount of the seed, but plant a seed with a church. Name that seed. You're going to give instructions to that seed what it is to produce, and plant that seed quickly. And God is going to give you a return quickly. So whatever it is that you stand in need of, give instruction to that seed, name that seed, and watch heaven bring you a harvest.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. So we're going to, again, I'm sorry, welcome again. Bless New Year to everyone who's listening. Thank you for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Please go to our Facebook page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You can, throughout the week, you can place your prayer requests. They can be personal prayer requests. They can be prayer requests for other individuals, family members, those that you know in your community, those that you know by any sort of relationship, and we will cover them in prayer. We will intercede on their behalf and go before God's throne of grace and pray for them. If they're sick, they will recover. If they're sick from anything, physically sick, spiritually sick, anything going on in their lives, we will pray for them, and they will recover, as the Word says. You can ask biblical questions. I know many times when I was, and even now, studying the Word, I would have questions, and it's nice to have someone to reach out to. You might have a business. You might have a job. There might be issues on there, growth issues. We want to pray over those things and get God involved. God will not just step in and begin to work unless he's given the authority to do so, because he gave the authority to us. So we have authority in the earth, and we have to give God a license, the okay, the say-so, to move on our behalf in our lives. And that's one of the reasons for prayer. Another reason is fellowship with God, so we can begin to hear God and get instructions from Holy Spirit and be led by Holy Spirit. As the Word says, those that are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God. So let's invest that time to be hearers of Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to move ahead, and we're going to turn it over to Sister Tangela Lewis. Praise God. This woman of God can definitely take us before the throne of grace. So for the first time in 2018, we're going to turn it over to Sister Tangela. Sister Tangela, please go ahead.
Amen, amen, Pastor Mel. Amen, Sister Deaconess Angela. Amen, Sister Weiler. Amen and amen. Lord God, we humbly come before your throne of grace once again, giving you the praise and the honor and the glory that is due you, exalting you, acknowledging you as the one true living God, as the Most High God, as the God that healeth thee, as the God that loveth thee, as the God that chaseth after your lover. Oh God, how wonderful you are. We just glorify you this day, Lord God. Be high and lifted up on this day, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for sending our Savior to the throne, amen, we thank you for that. We thank you for our Savior who died on the cross for our sins and who took all of our sins and our sickness and our weaknesses, and he bared all of that on our behalf, Lord God, and we shall not forget those things. Even when we judge one another, even when we treat one another wrong, we shall know that it is not us, but that it is Christ. It is all Christ who has been our living sacrifice, and we thank you for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords and our Prince of Peace. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for going to the cross on our behalf. We thank you. We thank you for taking on every sin, every disgusting sin that we may bear, Lord. We thank you so that we may be called the righteousness of God. What a tremendous blessing you have been to us, Lord God, and we shall not forget this in our walk in 2018. We shall not just keep the cross behind us. It shall be before us, guiding us home to this glorious grace in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for going down to the depths of hell and taking back the keys to the kingdom from the enemy who stole them, manipulated them out of the first Adam's hands, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for ascending into heaven and releasing us the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a wonderful God you are. You have thought of everything that we need, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. And we thank you for saturating the waves, the airwaves on this phone right now. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God. Oh, be exalted over this whole entire 365 days. We walk in your authority, oh God. We release your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. We release your host of angels, oh God, to go forth, Heavenly Father. We release your word, Heavenly Father, for it shall not come back unto you void, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name, Lord God. We worship you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. It is all about you, oh God. It is not about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the woman of God who has come on the line and requested prayer for her family, oh Lord. Hallelujah. I agree with each and every prayer that has gone before you. And Lord God, I stand at the door, Lord God, asking you, hallelujah, down on my knees, Lord God, for you to saturate that household, oh God. Saturate their very beings, Heavenly Father. Invoke a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, for your word, to seek your face. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, not just by the woman of God, but by the husband, oh, God, the man of God, we call him forth, Lord, and the children, Heavenly Father, let them seek your face in all that they say and do. Let them walk righteously before you, O God. Place a hedge of protection and warring angels round about each and every one of them, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you are with them day and night, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and that the battle is not theirs, but the victory, O God. Because the battle belonged to you. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare, we claim the victory, O God. No weapon formed against this family shall prosper. We bind up every tongue that comes against this family. We tear down every stronghold, O God, that has been trying to be built up against this family. We release them into your hands, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors, O God. You have given us power and authority over the enemy. We bind up the enemy, oh God. We bind up. He's blind. We decree and declare he is blind. He is deaf. He is mute. He cannot hear anything, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give the woman of God power. Power, let us see your power, oh God. Let her know to go into her prayer closet and fight the good fight, oh God. This is not a fight that she can fight with her words or in the physical realm. She got to fight this fight in the spiritual realm, oh God. In her prayer closet, oh God. She has to go and cover her family, Lord God, in prayer and plead the blood of Jesus. Give her the baptism and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, O God, that she may go forth throughout her house speaking and praying in tongues and taking hold of what you've given her, O God, for you have given her power and authority, and you have given many blessings into her life. The children are a blessing. The husband are a blessing. And Lord God, she is a blessing. Hallelujah. And we just bombard this household. We bombard this plan and trap that the enemy has tried to use to come against this family. And we decree and declare that your word shall not come back unto you, boy, that they shall worship you, that they shall praise you, and they shall go forth as a mighty spiritual family in your name, oh God. And Father God, we just lift up the ministries that are going forth this year. We lift up each and every ministry person that you have called into ministry, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you would reveal to the people the words, the things that you would have them to know, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that anything that is preached to them, that it is according to your will and purpose, Lord God. I pray that you are in every service, Lord God. When every sermon is preached, I pray that you will fill the hearts of the people, Lord God. I pray that you will fill the minds of your people. I pray that they are protected, oh God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will hear your words, oh God, not just the words preached by man, but what you would have them to know and to understand, oh God. I pray that you will reveal yourself to your people in a mighty way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I pray anointing and power for the children of God. I pray prosperity for the children of God. I pray, oh God, that you, Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, will strengthen your people. The time is nigh, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you will raise up your prophets, because the time is nigh, Lord God. It's time for the Lord Jesus to return and your people to get ready. In the name of Jesus, we need to know, Lord God, that you are not playing, that this is a serious journey. This is a real battle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are to rise up. We are to rise up in righteousness. There is no other way. You have given us the tools. You have given us. You have given unto us all that we need, even your presence, your power, your authority. You have given us your word. You have taught us to battle. You have taught us how to bend bows and how to leap over walls, oh God. Let us not take these things lightly. Give us clarity of mind, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us to stop fighting one another, but to encourage one another and to build one another up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because as long as the enemy sees that we fight amongst each other, he can use it against us, oh God. Help us to love one another, because Jesus said that they will know that we are his disciples by the love that we have for one another. Help us to rise up in that love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to join with one another, join our faith with one another. Help us to be a body fitly and jointly together as one, becoming the bride of Christ. In the name of Jesus, teaching the young, being example unto one another. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. Guide us, oh, God, by your Holy Spirit, by your will, your purpose, your plan for our lives. Oh, God, remove the veil from our eyes that we may see. Give us understanding and comprehension, oh, God. Your people die from lack of knowledge. Give us the knowledge, oh God. You said that wisdom and knowledge reside with prudence and discernment, oh God. Oh, Father God, we invoke everything that is of you, Lord God. We invoke every good thing because we want to taste your goodness and see that you are good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our houses. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our ministries. I plead the blood of Jesus over everything that you have given into our hands, oh God. For it is a living will that you have given unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. Amen.
Amen. And it is so, Father, we stand in agreement. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Deaconess, plant a seed today. Give that seed instruction. Name the seed. Give the seed instruction so the seed knows what it is and what it is doing. Sister Tangela, do the same thing. For this year, I'm going to do the same, but I hear the Lord saying plant a seed. Word is directed to all of us now. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for leading of Holy Spirit, Father, for your word says that you will lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord. But we get the benefits, Father. We just thank you and praise you, Father. We pour ourselves out, Father, as a drink offering. Father, we thank you and praise you, Father. And just continue to bless us, Father, as you stretch us, Father, as you grow our faith, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that your grace is sufficient, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that we do have the victory. Father, we have to fight the good fight of faith, but, Father, in the end, we have the victory, Father, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, there are no impossibilities, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. There are no can'ts, Father. Hallelujah. All things are possible to us, Father. We are more than just conquerors, Father, through your Son who loved us. Father, we thank you, Father, because you said you'll never leave us or forsake us, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we can call out and say, Father, can you help me? Father, just a simple prayer. Father, I'm in trouble. Can you help me? Hallelujah. Thank you. Father, we just thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, that your word, Father, the law says, Father, if God be for us, if you be for us, and Father, we know you're for your children. What parent wouldn't be for their children? We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that the law says that if God is for us, who can be against us? Who can have victory over us, Father? Nothing or no one, Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you this morning. We thank you for the victory. Father, we decree and declare victory in every aspect and arena of our lives. We are victorious. Hallelujah. For hallelujah. Holy Spirit, keep us in remembrance that we are victorious. We have been given the victory. It is finished. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning in 2018. Please remember, when you wake up, the first thing we should be doing is giving God the fruits of our mouths, our hearts, and our minds, and commanding our morning, commanding your morning, commanding your day to be blessed, commanding favor upon you. In the name of Jesus, for we are the Son, we are the sons of light, we are the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Ladies, is there a word from the Lord? Anything from Holy Spirit? Okay. If all hearts and minds are clear, again, we want to thank you for tuning in. We thank you for all the prayer requests. Again, in 2018, we plead the blood over your lives and everything that God has placed and will place in your hands. Be blessed in 2018. May the favor of the Lord go out before you and surround you as with a shield. You are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. Remember, we are God's children, and we have a covenant promise, and the promises of the covenant must be fulfilled, but we must believe, praise God. So until next week, we love you, be blessed, and we will talk to you then.
Thank you.